Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can blame me, try to shame me, and still I'll cream my neck. You can run around, even put me down, still I'll keep my fringe fresh. The world like I can. Oh, but anyone who knows what natch beauty is will understand. Oh, anyone who knows what natch beauty is will understand. Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Welcome. I am your host and your guy, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, host with the most serums and freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. She's creaming while the baby is screaming. Welcome to Natch Butte. Oh, my goodness. I hope everyone enjoyed that song. I chose this song because I get a retro vibe from my guest. I just get a retro vibe. And also, I assume my guest has seen Black Mirror, the Black Mirror episode from the song. I just assumed. A consumer of culture. I assume.
Yes. Well, the angels behind you, I think, did a lot.
I brought them in. Yes. I brought in some help, which I don't do very often.
No.
Because I smile. There they go. They dissipated into the beautiful mist of the Pasadena rain.
It did rain. What a cozy day.
It's a cozy day here on Ashby. Welcome, everybody. My guest today has been on the list to come in here for literally years.
Wow.
And is finally here. And what a perfect time.
It took me several years to walk all the way from Van Nuys to get here. So.
Well, finally. Yeah,
finally.
Finally, my guest is here. Actor, writer, comedian, one of my favorite Twitter follows. Which, who knows if we're all going to still be there soon.
Well, this morning's the big apocalypse.
I know.
Supposedly. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Maybe we won't. Yeah. My guest, I don't know if you're comfortable declaring that you are a YouTuber, but if you identify.
Yes. You know, I think I used to not.
Yeah,
you
know,
I think we all remember the time when it was like, me especially, was like, that was the last thing I wanted to say. But, you know, at this point.
I'm still doing your intro, by the way, just not to confuse you. Okay.
We have not said the name yet.
Yes. Yeah.
But yes, I pay enough
could
bills
be anyone.
With it at this point. It could be anyone.
Yeah. I'm going to say it. YouTuber. Mm-hmm. My guest also, when is Natalie Imbruglia from the Torn video for Halloween last year?
Yes.
And that's really all you need to know. Okay, my guest is one of us. So please welcome, I'm so excited to chat with Maggie Mae Fish. A stage name given at birth.
Yes.
Welcome to Natchview. Yes.
You know, my mom is very like a life of the party kind of person. So I think she was passing that along, at least in name.
Yes. Maggie Mae Fish.
Yeah.
What a just succinct name.
Oh, yes.
And that's your real name?
That's my real name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you could, that is a drag name.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Speaking of makeup, and actually I do have a couple Trixie products in my bag.
There you go. I had a feeling.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I'm a big fan of drag. When I put on makeup, I feel like I'm playing drag.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm performing femininity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and we are.
We are.
Maggie, we're going to ask the warm-up questions. Everybody gets the same ones. The first question, what type of skin do you have?
Oh, this is a great question. I feel like I get compliments on my skin.
Yeah.
But I think when people say that, they're mostly just saying, oh, you don't have acne, which is true. I didn't grow up with acne, really. But I have terrible dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
So just like I have to exfoliate every day. Otherwise, there is just
flakage.
Flakage. There's even, there's some right here on my side temple. But yes, that and also
disgusting.
Disgusting. Yeah, you're flaking it off the table.
I've got a lot of flakage happening right now.
Ooh,
I have ear flakage right now.
Ooh,
I know. I got a cream for it.
An ear cream.
I mean, you know, cream those ears, everybody.
My belly button one time, I just like checked in on it. I was like,
no.
That was a cave dive. I was not prepared to go down.
If you go in, get prepared.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excavation. Yes. I also get cold sores.
Okay, yeah.
Terrible cold sores. Yeah. I actually recently got medication for it, like orally, so that it doesn't pop up. And it usually comes around like my period.
I get them too. It's so hard.
It's so hard. Yeah.
And I didn't even get them doing something fun.
Me?
I got them as a child.
Yes.
Somebody touched me, you know, touched my hand with my mouth.
Yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that movie like where they like touch you and you get some, like Drag Me to Hell, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I got cursed.
Yes. No fun.
It's evil.
No fun. I like to blame it on my first boyfriend, but most likely not.
Yeah. I got it from like my aunt touching my mouth or something.
Oh, come here, Jackie.
Exactly. some fucking bitch aunt. Okay, enough about that. Maggie, take me back.
Mm-hmm.
Take me back to when you were a little girl in the 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. What was the first beauty product that you bought or used?
Oh, great question. I remember. So, the first one I used was I used to steal my mom's tweezers.
Okay. Oh, baby.
Yes.
I can't believe that because your eyebrows look amazing.
Thank you.
So, I did that and I tweezed my whole eyebrows off.
I don't think I was good enough and I think I just have so much hair. That's the other thing. I'm a very hairy person.
Yeah.
Hair all over, the thickest kind.
Yeah.
And I had a unibrow as a young child.
Yeah.
You know, I was already feeling body dysmorphia.
Right, right.
Like, oh, no. So I'd steal my mom's tweezers and then I would lose them. And then she would get so mad.
Because a good pair of tweezers.
Yes.
There's nothing else in the house that can replace.
No. And now as an adult, I understand her stress.
Yes.
So that was the first thing I used. But the first thing I bought was a jelly-like blue and silver glitter eyeshadow.
Yes.
It must have been from like Bonnabelle or
Was it in a little silver round?
Yes. My friend,
and who knows what it was made out of, honestly.
I think about it to this day.
Toxic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like gasoline.
Basically petroleum.
Would have smelled better probably if that was the case. Yeah, my friend had one and she was much cooler than me and just like came out looking a lot more put together. And I was like, oh, she has it, I must have it. It will make me adult.
Those little goopy glitter pods.
Yes. Yes.
I remember being in ninth grade chemistry class and me and Lauren Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, I don't know where you are now.
Listen to this podcast.
I hope so. Hi, DM me. We would just goop them out and scoop them all over ourselves.
Yes.
Little silver stars, little fuchsia glitter. And just cover our bodies.
Uh-huh. Yes, I remember Bath and Body Works had those roller glitters.
Yes!
Yes! It was anywhere, everywhere.
Freesia.
Yes! It'll maybe look like I have rosacea all over my face.
Yes.
Oh, that was great. Also, the sour lemonade clear lip gloss.
Yes.
Oh, and you're just like, lick it all day.
Yes.
Like
Who needs lunch?
I know.
Okay, everyone gets a bonus question. Mm-hmm. And the question of the month. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
That's a great question. Oh, my dad is an amazing cook, just hands down. But his Thanksgiving dinner, it was my grandma's recipe. My dad was the youngest of like
seven
kids. Is
this the fish?
Yes.
Grandma fish.
Grandma fish.
Okay.
Grandma fish recipe. My little Randy was, little Randy was like around the house all the time, so she taught him how to cook. And her stuffing, the stuffing that I make to this day, is just unbeatable.
Are you gonna have the fish thing, the fish stuffing this year? Are you going back to have it? No,
we actually usually go back for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Last year we went back for Thanksgiving, so yeah. I had it then. Yes. And got my fill. But yeah, this year Will, my partner, his younger brother's wife is having twins on Thanksgiving.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So. First kid.
Second kid.
Okay. Because I thought I wanted twins, and now I can't even imagine.
They run in my family.
Yeah.
And it skips every generation. Oh. And I'm the generation
that wasn't going to be careful.
I don't want that.
My dad is an identical twin, but identical twins are not genetic.
Right. Yeah.
I've learned because I Googled, because I was like, am I going to have to? I wanted twins. I just thought it would be. It would be nice to not feel guilty about having more than one child.
Right. And you get one and done.
Yeah.
One and done. And you seem like the kind of parent that would take care of them as individuals, you know. And
yes. And oh, well, my father has a lot of twin pet peeves as a identical twin. Yes. So yeah, we wouldn't be pulling any of that shit. He also hates when their names are kind of like matchy-matchy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, I want all children to be individuals and not Flopsy and Bopsy or, you know, whatever. But no twins for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will imagine that stuffing tonight when I go to sleep.
Sounds delicious. Now. Yeah, it's pretty darn good.
Okay, I am so excited for this question. This is the last warm-up question. Everybody gets this question. This is Natch-Bute. We celebrate our natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Ooh, when I was younger, I used to hate the way I looked, really. And it was just like...
Isn't that so upsetting now?
Yes.
I think about that all the time, too. Yes. I look back at pictures, I'm like, I was so cute.
Right. And my mom would always be like, what do you mean? And like at the time, you're like, no, yeah. Mom, you're wrong.
You're lying to me, Mom. Lying. You're gaslighting me, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that light on. But it's true. And also there, your mom, like... They only see the beauty in you. I think the thing I like the most is probably my eyes, which I get compliments on, but they also, that my dad has the same ones, all of my cousins, I'm the youngest of like 20 girl cousins.
Wow.
And we all look basically identical. Yeah. All just variations of the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all of us have a very particular fish eye.
A fish eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see a family picture.
I'll pull it up.
Okay.
It's pretty
got to take a look at your dad. You tweeted the other day a picture of him eating candy corn.
Yeah.
And I believe it was a bowl of candy corn and peanuts.
Yes.
And you said, this is how my dad eats candy corn.
Yes.
And I was honestly intrigued. I said, that sounds like a good snack.
Growing up, the candy corn is still disgusting.
Yes.
But seeing my dad... like enjoy it
handfuls
in that way.
Of it
I was like, you are onto something.
Should I have your dad on Attribute?
Yes.
Yeah, because he sounds pretty interesting.
I love my dad's dope.
Yeah. All right, well, next time he's in town, call me.
All right.
Okay, Maggie, I read on your website that you grew up in a town of fewer than 1,000 people.
I did. Yeah.
I didn't grow up in a giant town, but I had more people at my high school than you had in your town. So I'm assuming, how many kids were in your graduating class?
Well, my town is actually a village.
Yes. I want to use the correct terms.
It had applied to be a town many times.
And got denied?
Got denied.
Okay.
Did not have enough population. So I'm a villager.
You're a village person.
When The Village came out, I was like, aha, finally.
I was just thinking about that movie the other day.
You know what?
I want to revisit it.
It's not The Happening is probably the worst of Village. I really enjoyed it. And that, you know, twist at the end.
Yes, it's fun. Yeah. I saw it in theaters. Uh-huh. I remember.
Especially now with the death.
And, stunk really bad next to me.
Oh, what a memory.
It like literally just unlocked.
Oh,
It unlocked. I was at the Arc Light. I've been here a while. I was at the Arc Light. Yes. Somebody really needed a shower. Bless them.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I remember the whole movie, I just kept getting wafts. Mm-hmm. Enough about that. Keep
probably
going.
Added to the, you know, it was like a smell-o-vision.
That's true. Yes, yes.
Yes. So,
very... Is that Joaquin?
Is that Joaquin?
Which, by the way, I've worked with him.
He was my, like, one of my first, not one of my first celebrity crushes, but like one of my biggest.
I just love him as a... As a weird, wonderful person.
Yes, yes. He's great. Yeah. He works with women directors.
Which incredible.
Which you feel like is such a low bar.
Yes. he likes women.
Yes. He lets them be in their presence. Oh, man.
I'll move on. I just will say, Joaquin Phoenix pulled me aside and asked me where I got my glasses.
Oh,
so that's
God.
It.
Oh,
that's
it. Okay. I've always had a crush. Okay.
He's actually short, also shorter than I thought. But most men are.
Oh my God. Most they are. Yeah. It's weird.
So yes, growing up in a small town, in a village, in a village.
A village. Yeah. So we did have a local high school, and my best friend is actually was my neighbor across the street. And she went there, and this public school took in people from all over. It's kind of like a, you know, like a
catch-all.
Yeah, catch-all. Mm-hmm. But I went to the Catholic school that was a town. The town.
Okay.
The town above.
Which
me.
Is also a movie, isn't it? The town.
Yeah.
Scorsese.
Ben Affleck.
Yes. Okay.
Trying to be Scorsese.
Okay. Yes. Oops. I get my auteur directors mixed up.
Ben Affleck,
Scorsese.
Yes. Yeah, so I actually went to the same high school that my dad went to when
he was a
kid.
That's some small town shit right there.
Yes, we had the same basketball coach.
Okay.
For middle school. And he would call me Fish with the same way that he would call my dad when my dad would come, you know, watch games, you know, get PTSD.
Yes, right. Was it a priest?
No, we did. We actually, I had
that's a whole other PTSD.
That's a whole other.
Yeah, I grew up Catholic as well.
Oh my! Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you? I ask people who grew up Catholic this, but so in middle school when you know the Catholic, the news.
Yes,
broke,
yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
The news.
We were in. I think I was in sixth grade, and our religion teacher was trying to explain it to us, but she was like, now what I want you to know is that these priests, it's not making them gay. And we were like, that is the least of our concerns.
Yeah.
we are children.
Yes.
But for some reason, that was the thing that they kept talking about. Yeah. It was like, that's not the main concern here.
I was already pretty disassociated at that point. So I never got an explanation, I would say.
Fine.
And then I converted to Judaism. So
yes.
I left that world behind.
Oh, good.
God bless. Yeah.
Really, if you want a kid to distrust authority, just put them in a Catholic school.
Yes.
And it'll just work itself out.
Yes. Well, at least you got a cute outfit though, right?
I did not.
Okay.
They outlawed skirts.
Okay.
Because the girls like 3 years above us were rolling them up, which is like the thing to, you know, you want to make it a midi skirt. It was the 2000s. It was
we're exploring our bodies.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then they got rid of them.
Did they make you wear like a culotte or something?
Nah, just like blue pants.
Yeah.
It was pretty boring. Yeah. That was actually it. Yeah.
I bet they looked chic though. You could probably do something with them.
Well, I was one of the first to start wearing ties.
Okay, Avril.
I know. And I was like, this will be my personality. Yes. For as long as
I'm doubling down on this.
Yes. Avril did a lot for us back
then. Yes. Bless her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I was just curious. What did y'all do for fun in your village? Because growing up in such a small village.
Mm-hmm.
Things are different. Things hit different there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there anything you did very small town-esque that you did on Saturday nights to kind of unwind, have a good time?
Tipping cows.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Basically, yeah. So I'm sure you guys have probably heard of like barn parties.
I went to some.
So we would, like, half of our class, their families owned farms or worked on farms. So yeah, people would literally throw parties in the back of their house, which is like acres. We could do whatever.
Ain't no party like a barn party, they say.
Well, you know, the parents are back in the house. So,
and they don't really mind.
That's
how mine were too.
They're there.
My mom was very much like Regina George's mom. She was just kind of like, I'd rather you do it here.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely.
Hashtag 90s parents.
Yeah. I think I, like, the first 2 years of high school, like, half the class, you know, started drinking immediately as freshmen. And I was, my group of friends was more of the holdout of like, no, we're going to be good. And we lasted like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then after that, everyone drank.
Yeah.
And also, everyone was invited to every single party. Because
that's nice.
Yeah.
It's because you needed the numbers.
Yes.
You can't have a party with seven people. Yes. You're like, we need numbers. Yes. Mass.
All the cliques, like, dissolved.
Yes.
Pure.
That sounds lovely.
It was actually, yeah, it was nice. It was a rough middle school, but by the time we got to high school, I think we figured it out.
Well, that sounds lovely and honestly kind of cinematic.
I know. Yeah. I like, you know, it has a, you know, it's hard to think of people working together because they don't usually do it very well.
That's true.
We don't. But that kind of gives me like a little bit of hope. Like, you know what? If these high schoolers could figure it out.
Again, this is giving movie plot to me. Speaking of cinematic, I want to ask you about your YouTube video essays. But first, we're going to play the grab bag of fun.
Oh.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah, what's gonna be inside it?
So, Miss Maggie, next to you is a pink tote bag. I don't know if you see. No, next to that one.
Oh,
that's
yes.
So Maggie brought her own bag, but there's also a pink tote here. That's the grab bag of fun.
Oh my god.
The premise is simple. You open it and reach in, and whatever you pull out, you get to keep. Some things are fun. Some things might be a little shitty.
I hope I get a shitty thing.
You know, no one actually has yet. There's some shitty things. And I'm, but I get so joyful watching somebody get something good.
Right.
That it hasn't happened yet. Because there's like a pack of prenatal vitamin samples. Like just shit. But then there's like Tatcha. You know what I mean? So
yes.
Open it up and stick your hand in and root around as much as you want, as little as you want. Yeah.
There's a lot in
I just put a couple things in there before you got here, too. So let's see what you get.
Okay. I'm picking out something. Okay.
Is it the prenatal vitamins? Oh, you're going to love that.
Ooh.
You're gonna love that.
Jackie.
You're going to love that. So this is an Aether Beauty eyeshadow quad.
Shut up.
And it looks like just some little tchotchkes are in there too. And some little ring. Oh, that looks great on you.
This is perfect because I didn't wear my wedding ring today.
There you go. Oh my God. You don't need one. I never wear mine.
I never wore mine.
Now she's hitched on both. So do you know about Aether Beauty? I love this brand.
Ooh.
This is a fully sustainable brand. So this is a recyclable package. Eco, natural, clean, Gorgina, just everything good, ethical.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't remember what colors those are, but hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. We're doing a smoky eye for Thanksgiving, honey. Oh, yeah.
Didn't this just like come back in? Like,
I know. Just when I figured out how to not do a smoky eye, the smoky eye is back.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Beautiful.
Yeah, those are going to be fab on you.
I love also purple because I have like green-ish.
Yes.
And it makes it pop.
Honey, we love a color wheel. I'm happy about that.
I guess it's not prenatal vitamins, but I'll take
Somebody will get them at some point.
Yes.
I'm just counting down. Everyone keeps getting good stuff.
Right.
Anyway. Okay, Maggie, you make video essays on YouTube, and they are very well done and extensive.
Thank you.
I'm curious, as a person who creates things as well. Like, mm-hmm. how long do these take you from start to finish? I'm talking the research, the recording, the editing, all of it.
Good Lord.
And how do you come up with your topics? Because they really run the gamut. For example, as of this recording, the last one you posted is about John Hamm, a career retrospective of his advertising career, which is very interesting. How did you think of that?
So I have to say, Will does.
Okay.
Yes, we work together.
How lovely. That's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
I've worked with Will.
Yes.
We've shot, it's been a while, but we've shot some vids in our days.
Will reminded me or helped you get one of your apartments.
I was just telling Ben that. Yes. I was just telling Ben that before you got here. That was my Silver Lake place. I lived in for 7 years.
Yeah.
Great place.
Such a great workers and very easy to work with, and it's very rare to have a like romantic partner that you can also work
rely
with.
On
rely on yes so we split a lot of the work,
okay,
which helps so much. But as far as like ideas, I mean, both of us are writers. Will's behind the camera, I'm more in front, but that just means that we watch a lot of movies, a lot of TV, and we both have non-overlapping
Taste.
Wow.
Yes. How do you find shows to watch together?
Well, at this point, I think we just kind of trade back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like, Will showed me Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm. I showed Will One Tree Hill.
Okay.
And
it's exciting.
Yes, it's exciting. It's fun to share.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Ben is the same. He watched all of Sex and the City with me.
Oh.
And not all men would do that.
No.
So it was, and he loved it. And he said, I wish I watched this in my 20s.
Yes,
because it really informed how he, you know, how he thinks of women and how women treat men. It just he was like, his whole life flashed before his eyes.
Right.
He was just like, wow, I wish I watched this as a younger man.
That's actually a lot of the, so I went to film school, and you know, being a girl in film,
honey, the degree's on the wall. Okay, honey,
hello,
Bachelor of Science in Film.
Okay. I'm also a Bachelor of Science.
Okay, look at us.
Two scientists.
Lab coats.
Give all your science questions to Jackie.
That's right. All of them.
Emails below. So you remember.
Yes, fellow scientist.
It's just saturated with men everywhere.
Yes. Oh, my God. All
everything.
Of it.
All of it. And just like the double standard of what was worth watching.
Yes.
It's just so... Like, you know, your partner missed out on Sex and the City because he thought it wasn't for him.
They laughed at me. They went around the room. Mm-hmm. I went to University of Texas. It's still considered a top 10 film school. It's, you know, I got there and I'm like, they said, go around the room and tell your favorite movie. And I said, Legally Blonde. And I literally felt the eye rolls because they were all saying, I like this documentary that no one's ever heard of or like whatever. And I'm just like, just because you like something that no one's ever heard of and I like a commercial hit doesn't make me any less worthy to be in this room, motherfucker.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my. Yes. It is that like to the T.
And Legally Blonde is a great movie.
It's one of my favorites.
Yes.
It's so good. It's such a great film. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This like ridiculous double standard. So that's actually kind of what, where the, my YouTube channel was born from. Of just like, no.
Yeah.
You're the directors that you keep talking about. Like, yes, they're good, but the reason you keep talking about them is for all these other reasons.
Right.
And the movies you ignore or think are lesser than or think aren't worth your time, a lot of the time is just due to society, misogynism, sexism, racism,
internalized misogyny or maternalized something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Everybody check it out. Very informative. Definitely, I can tell that you put a lot of work into it.
Aww.
It's very well done.
Thanks. Yeah. It's fun. It's also made me a better like writer and creator. You know, just seeing things from other perspectives.
Yeah. It's exciting. I hear my son.
Just waiting to...
Speaking of men. Just really talking out of turn. Okay, I'm trying to decide what we should do next. I really want you to open your bag.
I mean...
So maybe we should just do that. You know what? Actually, I think I have a what's in your bag sound effect, and I never use it.
Ooh.
What's in your bag? What's in your bag? Yeah, we all want to know what's in your bag.
That's a good one.
I know, and I've only played it, I think, maybe once.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't heard that one before.
It's ready to go because nobody brings their bag. Maggie really? Brought the makeup bag. It's right in front of me.
I did this last night, Jackie. I didn't even do it this morning.
Wow.
I prepared.
You pre-prepped.
I pre-prepped.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead.
Okay. Opening the bag. Open.
So I guess I'll start with this dry skin.
Okay,
as
yes.
As we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
So this is I just slather this okay. on my body. It's from Stone Street Soap House.
Okay.
Which is like a very small...
The house of soap.
The house of soap.
And you're the house of fish.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would be your skincare line if you started one.
Oh my God.
House.
I think H-A-U-S.
House of fish.
Or like Swedish. Actually, my mom's side is Swedish ancestors. So,
honey, it works.
Move aside. House of Labs.
All right, hold on. Finish talking about this.
Oh, yes.
So this is a cream. That's a big jar of cream.
It's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I love.
Do you put that on your face?
Yes.
Okay, because it says body cream, yes. Which throws me a little.
Yes, it says body cream. And yeah. I have very sensitive skin. Like, yeah. Pretty much anything will be weird on my skin okay. or like make it break out mm-hmm, or just make mm-hmm. it itch. This has not done anything like that.
Geronimo. Is that because it's so big?
Like
this is just a big, I mean, truly that's a comically large jar.
Yes,
to
it
me.
Is. It
but,
is.
But then you say it's a body cream, so that makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. I use it all over my body and it's just so good. It's like, it makes my skin smooth without being super thick. Like it's light and fluffy, kind of feels like a marshmallow
okay.
when I put it on.
I love a good texture. Yes. Because something with a texture you enjoy will be the product you grab.
Yes.
You know, like
absolutely.
You won't skip the step because mm-hmm. you like the experience.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's so like very affordable, especially for how much you get.
Yeah.
And apparently they're known for soap. Which really confused me.
Yeah.
I did think this was soap the first time that I used it.
When you pulled it out, I thought, oh, there's a soap.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, there's a soap. There's something that I didn't bring, but I want to mention it because it was so good. I just tried it recently, but Lokita Bath.
Okay.
It's spelled like it sounds. It is Yes.
Okay.
It is a Mexican-owned bath.
Okay.
Shop.
Okay.
What is the name of that? It is so good. Yeah, if you pull it up.
Lokita Bath and Body.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Everything I've bought from there smells.
Oh, I love the packaging.
Fantastic. The packaging is fun.
Lokita
Gorgeous.
Pebble Sugar Scrub.
Yes.
Chocolate Lokita sugar cubes.
Yes.
Oh my! Oh,
yes.
Oh my God! Oh my God! They have bath bombs that look like those cookies.
Yes,
those Mexican cookies. Yes. Concha.
Yes.
Oh my concha. God! This is, honey. This is a holiday gift.
Yes, actually, it is a yes. It is a fantastic holiday gift. I'm probably going to be getting it for my mom. So, mom, if you're listening,
okay, listen. They have bath bombs in the shape of Chucky's face.
Yes. Yes.
Chucky bath bomb. I can think of seven people in my life that need this.
Yes. And everything that I have used from there smells amazing, works fantastic, comes in just like the cutest packaging.
Oh my goodness. This is adorable.
You know, you feel good supporting a small business.
Yes. They have one that's shaped like a pill and we love pills.
Yep.
I love a good med.
Love a good med.
Oh, they have little Grinchies. This is so cute. I love when somebody turns me on to a new brand.
They're great. I should have brought something only
Maggie,
for
you
to smell it.
Maggie,
it
you're already killing it.
It's great. They have a lotion that smells like Fruity Pebbles.
Oh!
Like, exactly like Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles is one of my all-time favorite scents because it just unlocks core childhood joy.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I have to get that.
Yes.
I have to get that.
Fantastic.
Oops. Now I'm going to not listen to you and I'm just going to be looking at their site. You did this.
My bad.
Oh my God, this is cute.
I love their stuff. It's
okay,
so
keep
good.
Going. I'm just going to try to find that product later.
Later. So these are... This has become my go-to lip products. Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of them. UOMA.
Okay, yes.
Oma Beauty. It is a Black-owned brand. And I only say that because, one, it's good to know, but also all of their lipsticks are named after famous Black activists and singers. So this one is Coretta.
Cute.
And it's my... the formula is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It stays all day. It's like magnetic closes.
Cute.
It says badass everywhere on it.
Love it. I love an affirmation.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And they also have these beautiful like glitter.
Oh my
glitter
goodness,
on the
look at that.
Outside, inside.
So I just want to explain this to someone. Yes. So Maggie's opening the tube up, mm-hmm. and the outside of the actual lipstick mm-hmm. has a print, and it is glitter.
Yes.
Does that glitter come off on the lip?
A little
yeah,
bit, but
that
also
is pretty.
Not
I've
too
never
much.
Seen that, and I've seen it all, honey.
Yes. Yes, it's great. It's also very, like, at least they have different formulas. So this one is a lot thicker, but then mm-hmm. this one's more, you know, like sheer but easy to build up.
I've never bought Oma Beauty, but I remember. Mm-hmm. Summer of 2020 mm-hmm. when we were all learning and shopping yes. black-owned brands and uh-huh. doing our research, I came across their Instagram mm-hmm. and so I'm gonna have to get the glitter lip because it's beautiful.
Love them. I need to get more colors. And yeah, it's funny because I, you know, very pale skin, and a lot of the time, this is leading up to my next product.
Can't wait.
Some of
the wow, that's a beautiful glass.
Yes. So this is LYS.
Yeah.
And they're also a black-owned beauty brand.
Wow.
Which makes sense. I often have trouble finding foundation that is light enough for my
yes,
skin.
Yes.
And a lot of times the only brands that will sell it are black owned
yes,
beauty brands.
Because they know something about
yes.
shade matching.
They
yes.
do. Yes. And apparently I've got in a rare like undertone, or at least it's not common.
Yeah.
But luckily they have my back.
That's a beautiful jar too.
It's beautiful.
I'm looking them up. I cannot believe you're teaching me all these brands I've never heard of. I feel like this barely ever happens. Oh, it's available at Sephora.
Yes.
And it's not yes. bad. $22.
Yes.
That's not bad at all. I was
not
because
all.
That package is so beautiful. I thought you were going to say it was like $50.
I have loved everything I got from. They have like a face serum that mm-hmm. is just. Beautiful, that it looks beautiful under the foundation.
Do you know what LYS stands for?
What?
Love yourself.
Oh my God.
Honey.
I actually did not know that.
And it's a clean brand.
Oh, yes. I did know that. Yes.
How fab.
Yes. They're fantastic. All of their skin products are great, and especially having dry skin. Mm-hmm. And each of their, like, the different shades have special, like, you know, this one is especially for dry skin. Mm-hmm. And it works great.
Wow.
And the packaging's beautiful. Everything's yeah. like this rose gold.
So far, everything you're pulling out has this gold metallic-y kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, that'll fit with the next thing.
Your Aether palette will fit into that.
It does.
Yes. The grab bag of fun provides. I'm it telling you.
I mean,
the rings. I'm so glad.
I love these.
I'm so glad because I was like, what am I going to do with all these rings?
Put them in the bag for Maggie.
There you
to
go.
Find.
That's what I'm saying. The hashtag the grab bag of fun provides. I'm so pleased.
It giveth.
It sure does.
Well.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We're getting. I'm blinded by a palette.
So this is Naked Cosmetics.
Okay.
Which I don't know if this palette still exists.
Okay.
I meant to look it up because I, you know, didn't want.
It's vintage. You're saying
it's vintage. Possibly it's
out of print.
Out of print.
Okay.
But it comes in. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And they look pretty. When I first opened it, I felt like I was underwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay,
yeah.
colorful.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, seems
muted.
Like a little faded. Mm-hmm. But
we're getting swatches.
Like, look at that.
This reminds me of an Anastasia palette
yes!
that I bought and never used.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is like that, but each color you can tell the difference, which usually I feel like I'm let down about that.
Wow.
And it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I have a hooded eyes, mm-hmm. Which I didn't know until I was much older, mm-hmm. because I don't know if you remember, but back in the 90s, they seemed to imply that only Asian women had hooded eyes.
Lots of people have them of all types. Yes.
Yes. Of everywhere.
Yes.
So when I used to do my eyeshadow, I was like, oh, I guess I'm just bad at eyeshadow.
Yeah.
My eyes don't like it. No, it just turns out I
yeah, yeah. Different eye shape.
Different eye shape. Mm-hmm. So this is great, at least, you know, on my lid to make it pop. It also, I just love it.
These
it's
colors,
fun.
Though, you could use that as a highlighter.
Yeah.
You could maybe do a lip with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It kind of goes on anything.
These are very fluorescent.
Yes.
Shiny
very,
colors.
Disco-y.
Yes.
You can kind of put it anywhere. Do like a rainbowy glow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess one of the last is a nail product. Continuing with the shiny.
Yes.
Have you ever Hollow Taco?
No, but what a cute name.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this was actually also started by a YouTuber.
Okay.
She's actually one of the... Probably like one of the biggest like
nail Simply Nailogical.
Yes.
Okay, I do know her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great videos.
Yes.
Who knew you could be so entertained?
I know.
But she's so funny.
And it's like such a niche topic, but she's not niche. Yes, she's such a personality.
Yes. Very entertaining.
Very entertaining. She's wonderful and kind. And
these
are
her?
Just the best.
Do you know her?
I don't know her. But
because I was gonna say, please get her to come.
Oh my god, I have a
the honeys have asked me to have her on many times. Really? Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. We all want to talk to her.
Yeah, I have a friend who knows her, so maybe I can.
It's okay.
I'll the see universe what I can do, Jackie.
The universe will provide. The universe will provide.
Much like the bag.
Yes,
but yes,
the world is a giant grab bag of fun.
Oh my god,
don't you think
that's actually the best way to think about it? Because you could get something shitty.
Just stick your hand in and see what you get, baby.
Right. The joy. Is to stick it in.
Yes, yes, we all agree.
And then you get a kid. But
wear a condom, everybody. Okay.
Oh my god.
Unless you want a child.
Unless you,
I just had an OB on interview, and as of this recording, it hasn't come out yet. But she said the only surefire way to not have a child is to either not have sex or not have a uterus.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Proceed with caution.
Yes. Pick one. Yeah. Whichever. Pick your poison.
Well, what a lovely assortment of goodies.
Yeah. You know, I picked things that were a little glittering, fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, your new Aether palette fits perfectly in.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
I have a game I want to play with. It's not really a game, but it's called Let's Read Your Tweets.
Yeah.
And here it goes.
Let's read your tweets. Your tweets. Your tweets. Let's read your tweets.
Laughing at my own singing because that one, again, I don't use very often. Very Cher.
Yes.
A very Cher moment.
Yes. I feel like all these music trends are along with the style coming back in. Yes.
Yes. We had a pop punk grab bag of fun. You know, listen, Jackie's multifaceted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Maggie, I was going through your Twitter and you've tweeted two photos of yourself wearing alt lip colors.
Mm-hmm.
The first here, it says, love looking like a bad bitch at hotel bars. And you appear to be wearing is it a glittery purple lip?
Yes, it's a purple lip from... Actually, the actual lipstick is from a brand. I forget the name. I'll email it to you.
Yeah.
But it's great, and it's just at Target. Available at Target.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's also a black-owned beauty brand because...
Is it the lip bar?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. It could be. Yes, I find purple is hard to find, especially purple with like a... blue undertone, and again, especially shade that dark. Usually they try to do that like pale purple.
Yes,
but I like that dark. So yeah, it's that, and then on top of it is a Trixie Cosmetic sparkle
topper.
Yes.
Then we have this photo. It says "Good morning to me" and this green lip.
Yes.
So my curiosity spiked. Do you like to wear green, purple, kind of? "Quote unquote alt colors," because I am terrified of this, and I found these to look not only great on you, but you seem to be enjoying playing around with these colors. So tell me a little bit about your choice to wear the green lip.
Yes, I did bring that lip.
Wow, is that a Trixie as well?
Is. Wow. Yes, yes. So this is my just in life my favorite color, dark hunter green. And I was not always a lipstick person. Colorful eyeshadow was kind of where I went. I do love color for makeup. But I've just been getting a lot lazier, especially like doing eye makeup.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. Oh, I don't.
Who has the time?
Yes, too much.
Who has the time?
Yes, and like I'm still to this day learning how to do eyeshadow for my eye shape. Yes, and sometimes I just. So I was like, oh, a quicker way to get color would just to buy colorful lipstick. And I had always worn dark purple. I think that was the first thing I started, and I was like, ooh, that works. And actually, when I met Will, I was wearing this like dark Star Wars branded CoverGirl lipstick.
Okay.
It was like a dark purple with like a silver sheen to it.
Very galaxy far, far away.
Very, very. And
very
I usually
Tatooine.
Wear Tatooine.
I'm trying to think of all the Star Wars things.
Queen Amidala.
Okay.
Yes. Very, I'm sure there's goths in
very,
Star Wars.
Very Salacious B. Crumb.
Yes, yes, yes.
I only know that because to me, my dog looks like Salacious B. Crumb.
Aw, that's adorable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I felt like that was when I was first making my foray. And then I ended up meeting my partner while wearing a very colorful lipstick.
And the theme has gone on into your life. Yeah,
I must be onto something. Yeah, so I usually dabble with purples, but I had been wanting to get a green for a very long time. And I had another
green. She is green.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is like it is very pigmented, very emerald.
Do you wear this often, or what is the occasion? Do we go run errands? Do we go out? Ugh. What's the occasion?
Going out, yes.
Yes.
I feel like day-to-day, I don't really wear makeup, especially in the pandemic. Yeah. Forget it. Forget. But I do like to go out. I have friends that do karaoke a lot.
What's your go-to? The song.
Oh, go-to song. That's a great question. I don't think I have a go-to song.
You don't have like
yet.
One that you know you'll just take the house down. It's like you don't even have to think.
Mine's
Stay by Lisa Loeb.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I mean, come
That's
on.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, yes. It's easy. It's always on every list.
Right. I mean, I guess, I'd probably do Teenagers by...
My Chemical Romance?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My... You are my my type, okay?
Warped Tour.
Yes. Warped Tour Rats.
Warped Tour Rats.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hope I live to see you doing Teenagers by My Chemical Romance at karaoke.
We should go sometimes. It'd be so
yes.
fun.
Where do y'all go?
Let's have a double date.
Soup Sock?
We've gone to a couple different places.
Yeah. Is Soup Sock still open? I don't even know.
Don't
in
know.
K-Town?
Actually, I don't think it
Wait,
is.
Wait, do y'all go to that one Naval? Since y'all live in the Val?
I have been to that one.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a new one in K-Town that is pretty great, though.
Well, my second date with Ben, we did karaoke. Just the two of us in a row.
Oh, my God.
And he loves to bring up that he got a perfect score. It was one of those ones that did the score. And he brings it up all the time.
Well,
and he got a perfect score.
You know. That you're like, okay, well.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Because
I need to see that now.
Yes.
And the lip, you have to wear the green lip. Sorry.
I will.
Okay.
I absolutely will. I'll wear a whole punk
outfit. Yes.
I'll go all out.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now I'm excited. I don't even remember what I asked you. Okay, Maggie, you know what I'm surprised about? Is that there were no eyebrow products in your bag, because I thought you were going to come help me with the eyebrows.
Oh my gosh,
I remember Will emailed me a long time ago and said, Maggie has an eyebrow secret that she's holding for Natchbeauty. Now, this was years ago.
Wow. I wonder what it is.
Oh, she's playing coy with me.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a story. So, you know, I was a very eyebrow-y child.
Yeah. I was too, but I ruined them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I remember begging my mom, and my mom was like, okay, great. You know, we'll have, when next time we get your hair cut.
Look at that photo of me. See that arch?
Oh, yes.
I ruined it.
My little Jackie.
I know.
Oh,
I ruined
it. Cute.
Nobody let your children pluck their eyebrows,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And if the skinny brow trend comes back, don't participate, everyone, out of principle.
Regrets.
Please continue. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Do not.
Your mother.
Don't apologize.
Yes.
My mother was like, okay, you know, next time we get your hair cut, we'll ask Ursula, our hometown
hairstylist. Ursula.
Honey. Wonderful name for a hairstylist.
Great too. Name in general.
Yes. Well, her, you
justice
know,
for Ursula.
Justice for Ursula.
Yes.
She's great. Her kids are great. We're family friends. I went in and I was so excited because I was like, great, finally, I will feel feminine. And she started to do it. And I was like, oh, actually, Ursula, I read in CoverGirl that you're not supposed to pluck the top of your eyebrow because you're just supposed to leave that natural.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ursula, bless her heart, looks at me and goes, okay, well, you know, I think for some other girls that's the case, but I think we're going to because my eyebrows like if
came up to your forehead
came up to my forehead kind of keep growing and becomes just my hair. So she ended up doing all of it.
So Ursula shaped your brows.
She did. Okay. Yes. Yes. And kept it, you know, kept it very bushy, which like for the time, oh my God, go Ursula.
Yes, Ursula. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
She intervened.
Yes. So
Ursula
was
the village brow expert.
Yes, yes, before her time.
Yes,
I think
she was the Anastasia of her time.
Yes, of Little Stevensville, the village of Stevensville. yes. So I'm trying to. I do have.
So do you do anything to them, or it's just now? You've got them, and so you don't have to like put any gel or anything in them.
I do gel them. I do gel them today, and they're running it. Like if I go, they need to be trimmed, so we go like this. You can see they go down pretty low to my eyes. But yeah, I use gel. Okay. I have at this right now. I just use like a NYX.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have like one patch here that doesn't grow in.
Yeah,
and the hardest part for me is when it gets. Because it grows so, it'll just keep growing down in my nose. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when my eyebrows should start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I know exactly what Will is talking about.
Okay.
And I still do this sometimes.
Oh, a tool has just been pulled out. So, and I don't know what that is. Is that like an X-Acto knife?
This is actually for nails.
Okay.
So in the pandemic, I did teach myself how to give myself a manicure.
Yes. Very impressive.
It was very fun. Mm-hmm. But the other way you can do this, and you can do any stick. It can be a pencil, like a chopstick. I use chopsticks actually pretty frequently.
Wow.
But I'm sure you have seen this. It's kind of like an old school trick. But to know like how to shape your eyebrow, you like hold it up to your nose.
Okay.
And straight up, that's where your eyebrow should start.
Okay.
And then
I've seen this on TikTok.
Yes. There's like another line that tells you where your arch should be.
Yes.
And the first time I tried it, I was like, there's no way. Because it looked weird.
It
and
feels
like,
too easy.
Feels too
after
easy.
After all the struggle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And you feel like you should just know where your arch should be. I don't know.
But you know, if you've manipulated your brows in any way, you don't know,
you
really.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, again, if you see this photo of me as a child, I had a high arch.
You did.
But I killed it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that's your eyebrow trick is to use the... Mm-hmm. Your own face mapping, if you will.
Yes, yes. And I don't, sometimes I just like my eyebrows would kind of grow unruly-ish.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes I just let them kind of, I think it was like a couple of years ago when it was in to have all of the hair everywhere. I loved that.
Yes. I would argue that's still a vibe, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I'm not as worried about shaping it as I used to be, but that is what I use. And just to even see, like the first time you do it, it may be like...
You're like, this cannot be right.
This cannot be right. This can't be right.
And then you do it and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You're
like, oh, I look incredible.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
I look amazing.
Yes. My face makes sense now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I've bought every stamp, stencil, everything. And I just can't. I've just given up, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just wear glasses now. And I'm like, you can't even see my eyebrows. What's the point?
They are adorable glasses, though.
Oh, thanks. I know. My child keeps smacking me in the face. And I notice there's like a huge smeary handprint. I'm like, this is what it is now. Kind of rocking it.
I think, it looks great.
When you went to Ursula, did Ursula use something to show you the arches and things or no?
No,
okay,
no, she
you picked that up on your own.
Yeah, well, she did that for me. And then luckily after that, I was like, oh, okay. So when I see hairs growing in, I can just pluck them as they come in, which was a huge help.
Yes.
Because before that, you know, stealing tweezers and just, you know, freeballing.
Going off the rails.
Going off the rails. Yeah. So after that, it came to me like a spiritual brow guide that I could just follow in her footsteps. Yeah.
Ursula, you're a real one and we respect you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ursula and all the Ursulas out there.
All the Ursulas out there.
Yes.
Great name.
So Ursula, is Ursula still working?
She still cuts my mom's hair.
Because Ursula's still working. Your basketball coach. These people in your town, they really work.
Oh, yes.
Nobody's retiring in this town, honey.
They don't retire.
Yeah.
And they seemingly never age. When my dad told, because I had never made that connection that like.
It really is the village.
Yes.
Wow.
It is, kind of, in a way. There was a time, so I told you I was the youngest of many cousins. There was, at one point, 13 fishes in the school system.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It's like O'Doyle rules
on
Billy Madison.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, both of my aunt and uncle were teachers in the school. Mm-hmm. So
there was a Mrs. Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a bunch of fish kids.
Yes.
Wow. It's a
and
lot.
A DJ and a fish, because one was married into
Wow. I need to come visit.
It's a fun time.
You're like halfway through. You're like,
wait a minute.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, it has its pros and cons.
Well, I love a good village. So I'm gonna have to come home and check it out and get some stuffing.
Yes, my dad would totally.
Oh, I want to have candy corn with peanuts. I'm curious about that.
Yep.
Speaking of the village, film.
Mm-hmm.
I saw again on your Twitter
film
journals.
Yes.
Tell me, what is a film journal? You are an advocate for film journals?
Yes.
Because somebody had tweeted that they started one because of you.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, have you seen movie? And I'm always like, I saw it once. I don't really remember it. And I'm like, this is a way of tracking what you consume?
Yes.
Like, what media?
Absolutely. So, I had been doing that since... I was always like a tracker of things. I was like, oh, I'm always going to want to know my favorite chapters of hair, you know, whatever.
It's so smart. I at one point found an abandoned notebook where I wrote down an episode of The Simpsons and like a few lines that I liked from it. And I was like, I wish I had kept that up.
That's brilliant, actually.
Because it's all in my head now.
Right. It just kind of seeps in, you know. And I also realized later in life that I had like kind of memory issues. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it all makes sense that I was like into that. But so when I got older and I started doing it kind of for a living or having to watch a lot of media, I was like, oh, I need to keep track. I used to keep journals like this for other things. I used to keep book journals. So I will go on Amazon or whatever and find one for a film. And every single one I found sucked. Just sucked. And just like quality wise sucked. They all seemed design wise, it was like meh. So the film journal that someone tweeted about actually have as merch.
Nice.
Yeah. So
what a great gift for the film buff in your life.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I really made it for me, because I was like, I want one that looks nice, that actually has the categories I care about and not stuff that I don't care about. And fun categories. I put like pairs well with, so you can put what you ate, you know, things like that.
Like, I would like to watch The Village and pair it with candy corn and peanuts.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So fun things like that. And like, you know, quick references in the beginning has a table of contents.
Okay.
Which they didn't always have. So, and now I love it. I have to buy another one because I just filled mine out. But it's great. It's great to just like...
So you basically keep track of all the movies you watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a great idea. Because, again, you're like, I think I've seen that.
Right.
And if you see a movie one time, years later, completely forget what happened in it.
Totally. But you remember like the impress. It's almost like you remember the ghost of it.
Yes.
I remember the feeling.
But you remember, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw this movie. Mm-hmm. I gotta look up what it's called. I think it's called, is it called 99 Homes?
Oh.
Did you see this movie?
I don't think so.
This movie came out in 2014. And I believe this is the year that I was on like a nominating committee for the Screen Actors Guild. So I got a bunch of screeners. It's a movie with Andrew Garfield and Michael Shannon.
Whoa! Okay, first of all,
too.
I mean,
oh my God.
Oh, and you want to know who else? Laura Dern.
Shut up.
Can we say all-star cast much?
Oh my God. I just want to hang out with them.
It was a really incredible, weird movie. And I remember I was high as a kite.
That's sometimes.
Because I, of course, I ate like a something edible and some popcorn and I watched it. And I remember we turned it off and I go, that was the best movie I've ever seen. That was the best movie I've ever seen. And I'm remembering again, this was not 8 years ago. I can, sitting here, I can remember certain scenes and things, but I don't remember full. I maybe everybody watched 99 Homes is, I guess, what I'm saying.
I'm going to watch.
Please put
I
this on your journal.
Watch it tonight.
Yes, yes. And, yes. And tell me what you think. I'd be very curious if it holds up to this pedestal I put it on.
Cast, it's kind of
I am a Michael Shannon stan.
Who? Anytime he shows up in a movie.
Yes. It's, he kills it.
He kills it.
Did you watch Boardwalk Empire?
Yes. Yes.
Van Alden?
Yes.
That was the first I ever saw of him, and it was not, I don't want to spoil alert, but he attacks somebody with a hot iron.
Yes.
And it's out of nowhere, and it's so satisfying.
Yes.
Just, yes. That's a real time commitment, but what a watch.
What a watch.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's such a good actor. He's like incredible. One of, there's actors I put on a pedestal, like, just performance-wise, and he's one of them.
Did you know he's in Groundhog Day?
No.
I know.
What?
He has a very small part.
Uh-huh.
Like a two-line part.
Oh, baby.
I know. I need to, that would be another movie I would like to rewatch, because I saw that in theaters. I don't even think you were born yet when that movie came out.
Maybe not.
But it was, my parents were divorced, and my dad, he was in 93, so you were very small.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby.
So my parents were divorced, and they just never got babysitters.
Amazing.
So they were
like, taking to movies.
Just come see a movie that's probably not okay for you.
Right.
I turned out great, though.
Yes.
So it all worked out.
I remember my dad showed me The Godfather when I was like six.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like, this is cinema.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I'm scared.
I know. I was like, oh, there's a dead horse in the bed.
Yeah. My pony.
Yeah. I actually think we ended up watching it because we saw a Simpsons episode where they referenced it. And then
that happened to me so much in my adult life, seeing something that I had already seen spoofed on The Simpsons, but the actual real material.
Yes.
The source material. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we love a postmodern.
Yes,
world.
Postmodern society.
Honey, we love.
Yes, we were born into it. We didn't have a choice. Yeah.
The millennials are postmodern products of postmodernism.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Mm. Maggie, I could literally talk to you all day. There's so much to cover. The last question I always ask people on Attribute is your self-care rituals.
Ooh.
What are the things that you do that are just your non-negotiables? Mm-hmm. They make you you. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like Maggie May Fish without these things.
Mm. I know exactly.
Oh, yes.
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 This is... I am a person... I don't like showers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like showering.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
No one else...
I don't like being
like
cold.
That.
That's my
sure.
thing.
Sure.
Sometimes
think that's
I'm
a big
just
part
like...
of it.
I don't feel like disrobing, wetting...
Yes, yes.
And then unwetting and re-robing.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And even something about like the shower head sometimes just like annoys me. It's like I don't want to deal with
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Which... I mean, we'll be in a shower for an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An hour shower.
Mm-hmm. So I've always been a bath person. And yeah, baths to me are like non-negotiable.
Yep.
It's one, like the only way I bathe myself unless I have to take a shower.
Yes, yes.
But if I can move my life around taking a bath in the evening with like dim lights, warm water, bubble bath, using some Lukita,
yes, a Chucky,
scrub. Yes,
a Chucky head, yes,
absolutely, candle, and yeah, I'll soak, I'll scrub off all my dry skin from my face.
Sounds
I'll
lovely.
Wash my hair. Yeah, I'll wash my hair first, and then I put it up in one of those like fiber towels,
yep.
and then you know. And the rest of the time just
soaking.
I also, as a hairy person, I have to shave a lot. And I don't like shaving, but I like being shaved.
Yes.
Which is...
Shaved and soaked.
Shaved and soaked. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'll just sit in the tub and shave away.
You should look into laser hair removal. It's been amazing.
Yes.
Unless you want the option to be hairy someday, which...
You know,
then you lose.
Yes, I think maybe my legs, my armpit hair.
That's the first place to go.
Yes,
and it's a game changer, especially if you're like me. You have light skin and dark hair.
Yes,
that's actually the primo combo because the laser finds the pigment.
Fantastic.
So you got to go. It's worth it. You know, get a Groupon.
Will's been looking into it.
Yeah.
Because Will, you know, is grew up man, chromosomes. Mm-hmm. So hair everywhere. Mm-hmm. Men listening to this podcast, you probably relate to this, or anyone who's very hairy or has long body hair, even just wearing clothing.
Yes.
Will like
pull,
mm-hmm. rip hairs, like give them ingrown hairs. Yes. Just
so many. Guys I've seen naked have ingrown hairs on their ass, their thighs, their back.
And they're taught to like deal with it. Yes. And it's like, you don't have to just deal with it. You can get,
Well, they're also taught not to deal with it because they don't know how to treat them.
Right. They're just like, oh, this is a fact of life. And it's like, no.
Right.
You deserve keratin.
Yes, mm-hmm. you do. You deserve to not have ingrown hairs on your butt.
Yes, you don't have to live that way.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, around the underwear band. I've seen that more times than I can count.
I'm gonna give you some places to check out. It's worth. It's not even that much because
that's what I was looking into it briefly. And
armpit
I was surprised.
Area is not a very big area. Famously. Yeah.
I have a like my Ursula mm-hmm. would tell me in my hair follicles I have 2 to 3 hairs come out of a single follicle.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. It is gnarly to look at because it looks just like an exploding like volcano coming out of a single.
Fish family, they're a hairy folk.
Yes.
Okay.
All of them.
Hairy fish. Who would have thought?
Yes.
The last thing I meant to ask you when I was talking about your hometown, home village. Did and I hope this doesn't like trigger a wound.
No.
The last name Fish, what were some teasings that you got with that name? Like what were some funny nicknames?
Well, this is actually funny. I did not no one made fun of my last name ever.
Yeah.
And I think it was just kind of because there were so many fish. Of us. It was just like not weird. Of everyone in my high school, I had the most nicknames, but it was my first name that people would nickname. Huh. I had Moogs, Magadal, Magwitch.
Well, these are cute.
Yeah, they're very cute. They're like, a loving nickname. It wasn't until I got to college that, one, I realized that it was not common-ish to have like a noun or
an animal
mm-hmm. for a last name.
An amphibian? A sea creature?
A sea creature? I don't know if they're amphibians. Like, wait a minute.
They're not amphibians. They're not amphibians. No.
So it wasn't until I got
underwater
to college. Underwater
creature?
Being.
An underwater being.
Yes.
Underwater.
Yes. Yeah. So when I got to college, that's when I started getting my last name.
Yeah.
Being made fun of. But yeah, before that, I was oblivious.
It's just such a great name.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And all my cousins have very like, Susan Fish, mm-hmm. Natalie Fish, you know, yes, very yes. like.
Does anybody have an F name? Like, because I think like Francesca Fish.
Oh, we have Frederick.
Frederick Fish.
Frederick
Fish.
Yeah, I think that was like my, it's so, you know, like an uncle or some, you know.
Yes.
So
Uncle Frederick Fish.
Yeah.
Listen, I play The Sims and I just did a baby glitch to give me a lot of extra Sims.
Yeah.
And right now they all have generic names that they gave them because I was too tired to give them names.
Naturally.
I'm going to make a fish household.
Oh my God. You
because
should.
Should. So get excited about the fish family.
I am.
And I'm going to have to come. I'm going to give them Fs because I do love, as a Jackie Johnson, love a.
Right. I was going to say, have the same, like, inherent
Jackie
gravitas.
Johnson. Yes. Don't fuck with us.
Yes. I also love the name Jackie because it just feels like strong and cool.
I famously have been married once before. My ex had an M last name and I wanted Maggie as one of my names because first of all, it's a tribute to The Simpsons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's just such a good name. So there you go.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
We're connected. It's lovely. Maggie, thank you for sharing your products with us.
Of course.
Your time.
Thank you for
your vulnerability.
These wonderful gifts. This was so fun.
The fact that you're wearing all the rings that were in there makes me so happy.
I love that. I just saw the smiley face on this
so
one.
So cute. Those are rings. They came with that little tote. The Everyday Humans is a brand of sunscreen that I like.
Yes.
And they sent me a little PR present, and it had all those rings in there. And I was just like, I'm going to throw these in the grab bag of fun. It provided.
Little did you know.
They look great on you.
Little did you know.
I hope that I see you in real life singing My Chemical Romance karaoke with those rings on.
Great.
Any minute now.
We'll make a date.
Okay. Yes. I would love to do that. Let's do it for the holidays.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you everybody for being here. Thank you for being here, Maggie. Tell us where we can find you. Tell us about where your YouTube is. These are great to put on. And if you're cleaning your room, you know, things like that, it's an audio experience that you can glance and watch and learn. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah. I do that too. I watch my colleagues. I'll do watch theirs.
There you go.
You can find me, on youtube.com. And it's just my name, Maggie Mayfish. May spelled M-A-E.
Yes.
After my great, great grandmother.
There you go.
A month.
Yeah. Was she Mayfish?
She was... Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with this fish, the fish family, and the family tree of the fishes.
Yeah, we've done our family tree. Yeah. So we
and you have a famous family member, which we didn't get into.
This on another podcast.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody kept on googling that.
Oh, and on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. And Instagram, I guess. I'm going to be trying to post more makeup looks. I post like clothing looks pretty often, but I've been trying to do more makeup-y stuff.
Yes.
So,
Everybody stay tuned for that. Thank you for coming here on this rainy day. This was delightful.
Yes.
And I'll see you at the karaoke bar.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see you then.
All right. Sounds good. Everybody, you deserve to be happy. Let me find my music real quick. Here it is. Okay, here it is. I run my own board. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Maggie, do you cream your neck?
I do.
Thank God.
Every day.
Thank God. I love the...